Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B. Show.
Yes, yes, y'all. Hey, want to remind you, before we get into What the Hell News, you're about a half hour away from us choosing a top tweet. So get your tweets at us, shout out at us, and make them good, because I see a goat alert on the shout-outs right now. So you want to make sure you get them in there at Johnny B. Comedy, at Johnny B. Show, at home underscore made underscore man, at 102.5 The Bone. Remember, the better your gift game is, the better, more creative you are, the better chance you have at winning the top tweet. But you know what? We'll take any tweet. You don't have to be, like, super talented. It's just good to know that you're out there listening. So I'm going to follow back all new tweets tonight.
Wow.
I don't follow a lot of people.
No, you don't.
I'm not that guy. So if you tweet out tonight, you're getting a follow back from me. I know. What an honor, right? Hell yeah. All right, let's get to these stories. These are stories that are just completely insane, but they're real deal Holyfield, and some of them super trendy. What do you got, Will?
So I don't know if you saw the internet today.
I did look at internet today.
There has been these poor people were made a meme over the weekend. A man and woman in St. Louis came outside with a semi-automatic rifle.
Looks like an AR?
Yeah.
Yeah.
An AR, a modified AR, and she had a little pistol that she was waving around.
Looks like a 380?
I don't know what that was. Apparently, yeah, I don't know if she knew what that was either.
Apparently, no.
She didn't have
much experience.
Yeah, you know, she was scaring me a little bit.
If she were to pull that trigger, it's flying out of her hand. Loose
Willy
she's
nilly.
Holding it. Yeah.
She needs a gun safety course, definitely.
Yeah.
But the video went viral on Sunday evening, showed the couple reportedly identified as two personal injury attorneys by the Riverfront Times, held up their firearms and shouted at demonstrators passing their mansion in a private gated community. Now, this at first was kind of broadcasted as, these are just demonstrators walking on the street.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought, too, and you would think so by the video. But it turns out that these protesters had broke into this gated community and then broke in past their gate on their private property.
Yeah.
They said they were just, you know, eating dinner, and they were
going to the mayor's house.
Yeah.
And the mayor lives in this gated community.
Right.
So they're walking through these people's, basically, their front yard.
Yeah, Lydia Crewson is the mayor there. She is facing intense backlash after broadcasting personal information of her constituents, calling to defund the police. Crewson apologized after revealing the personal information. Let's see. The video of the community update was removed, but the Examiner obtained a copy. Near the end of the briefing, Crewson's job spokesman, Jacob Long, read the question from the woman named Rachel. Anyway, basically what happened is, I don't know what I'm reading here.
I don't know.
These people got made a meme, and they got slandered for waving these guns at these people, which is crazy.
The thing, though, they were perfectly dressed for it. Like,
yeah.
You could not have casted.
Oh, he's the best, yeah.
This guy's got his, he's
pink
like
polo.
Pink polo tucked into his khakis. She looks like every Karen in every video
yes.
you've seen. It's like
yeah.
it's like they casted him. I thought it was fake. I really did.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. But, you know, the big takeaway from this, too, for me was no looting happened and no shooting happened.
Yeah, that's great.
It was just people protecting their property. You know,
and then people filming
their yard.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah, but everybody was going nuts on this. My friends were all bitching about these people because they kind of represent everything that they hate.
Right.
Old, you know, boomer, rich,
yeah.
white people,
yeah.
you know, on their property.
And all they really did.
And they had guns.
Yeah, all they really did was just blow up the meme world for the last, I don't know, 30
some really
hours.
Really good ones.
Oh, man, some really good ones. So.
Yeah, the police investigating the incident are considering it a case of fourth degree assault by intimidation by the protesters. So some of them may be charged in this whole thing. And I would say, like, breaking in, whatever
yeah.
that is, trespassing.
That's the thing, man. Like, some people are taking the protesting too far. You're not supposed to break the law. You know, you're supposed to peacefully protest without breaking into things.
This is the language of the unheard, right? That's just what they tell you, that they're breaking the law because they're unheard.
I want to see people protest and get things done, but I also don't want to see people getting in trouble or possibly shot because they're walking through somebody's yard.
Well, and I'm glad that they're going after people who, you know, are responsible for some of these policies and stuff, like the mayor. But what, if these people aren't responsible for it, they're just old rich boomers that were trying to eat their salmon, and all of a sudden they got, you know, a bunch of weirdos storming their castle. Literally, this house is beautiful if they have too.
I know. Yeah. Well, they live in a neighborhood where every house is beautiful. So yeah. I don't know. I was impressed that nobody like threw rocks at him or anything when they walked out with guns. I mean, it was a mob of people. It could have got bad. So it seemed like they were basically like laughing at them because they were out there like not knowing how to hold their weapons.
Yeah, it really was funny. She definitely, and I think the guy said in the interview that she had no experience with
fighting. No, we know.
Hey, hold this. I wonder if it, hopefully it wasn't loaded.
She was pointing it at people though.
I know.
It was crazy, man. It was
wild.
Yeah, man. It's 2020, dude. Speaking of wild, let's go to Louisiana for this next story. Shreveport, ever been there?
No, I don't.
I have more than once, sadly. But yes, Shreveport, Louisiana. A man is seen in another viral video taking a little swimmy poo. You know, I mean, there's a lot of water in Shreveport. That's not a big deal, right? Well, this body of water you're not supposed to be swimming in because it was the aquarium. At a Bass Pro Shop.
Uh-oh.
Have you been in a Bass Pro Shop?
I don't know.
I have not been.
I don't think I have either.
There's one in Brandon, and I've not been to it, but I've seen a lot of pictures and videos. It looks like a lot of fun. Like, I know Whitmore goes there and gets gun stuff and bullets and things, but he's always trying to get me to go because there's a lot of really, really cool stuff inside of there, including a giant goddamn aquarium.
Oh, yeah.
Like a big-ass aquarium. So, yeah. Kevin Wise, 26 years old, of Slidell, Louisiana. Hold up. I want to say Terry Bradshaw's from Slidell, Louisiana.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think so. But he was charged with simple criminal damage to property. It's a misdemeanor. And Bossier City Police Department had to charge this guy. You know, that was one of those situations where they got called to it and they go, God damn it, Kevin. Get out of there. What are you doing? I know it's hot out, buddy, but you can't go in there swimming with the goddamn grouper.
Why not?
You can't.
Why?
The chemicals aren't made for men. It's made for fish, and you're going to screw up the pH levels.
I just wanted to dip my feet in. I fell
well,
in.
Well, your balls are in there with the goddamn catfish, Kevin.
Oh, man. I used to have this friend. He had, like, stinky feet. Really stinky feet.
Oh, no.
One time he just goes, yo, I'm going to go downstairs, stick my feet in the pool real quick. I go, why don't you just wash your foot, freak?
Why don't you throw your whole body in there while you're at it, you jerk off?
You have a bathroom and soap.
Your feet are so nasty you need chlorine.
I mean, soap would do the trick, though. I don't know what the hell he was doing.
You know, a lot of people never that's been, like, a discussion we've had in the past, like, people take showers and don't wash their feet.
Some people don't wash their legs.
What?
Yes.
Oh, you got to.
I wash everything.
Yeah, man.
Everything's got to be covered with soap.
Yeah.
I clean certain areas two or three times.
Yeah, me
just
too.
To be sure that.
Well, I have a lot of nooks and crannies in my fat body, and I got to make sure I get them all.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Do you use a washcloth?
I use a loofah.
A loofah?
Like a lather thingy, Ironhead Craig Hayward started.
You put that on your butt?
Yes, but it's the last thing I wash. Ooh. The butt's last. Yeah, I lather up one more good time.
But then you use it later on your face?
But no, after I wash the butt, then I rinse off the lather thingy really, really well. And no, the lather thingy never goes on my face, ever. I wash my face with my hands in soap.
Okay.
Because I know that thing is on my balls and butt.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you never put the lather thingy on your face. You never go ass to face.
No.
No.
How often how do you clean the loofah?
I just rinse it off really well under the jets.
It doesn't, you don't do any sort of...
Then it hangs dry?
Yeah, no, UV light or microwave or anything.
What?
Yeah, it's...
What am I, a scientist?
Still gets bacteria in it.
Yeah, I know. You buy a new one every so often.
Oh, okay. Well,
every couple months, we buy a new one.
I got you.
Yeah.
That's a long time, man.
I know, but you know what? I've never gotten sick from my loofah. I've never gotten some weird bacterial infection and a doctor go, hey, what's your loofah game like? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I wash my ass, but not my face, and I hang it up on it. Dude, you need UV light.
It's a UV light, man.
No, I just I kiss it, and I point it to the sky, and then God disinfects it.
I don't really use a – I have this, like, silicone scrubber thing with little nubs on it.
Sometimes that's called a flashlight.
No, no.
Oh.
No. I know what you're talking about, but no, not that. It's like a circular thing, and you just kind of wash your body with it. Okay. I barely use that, though. I usually just use a bar of soap. And then I have a washcloth for my butt.
Oh.
That's only for butt.
Butt cloth.
Butt cloth. That's
that makes sense. Now, do you get all up in there?
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. I want to make sure it's clean, man.
Yeah. The edge of my colon is shiny.
Yes.
I don't. I've talked to people that are like, yeah, I don't go in the butt.
I wash my butt twice.
Oh, I don't know if I do it twice. I probably do, not thinking.
Yeah.
Just to be extra safe.
I know it needs an extra pass. I saw what you did today. You need an extra pass.
Let's loop around and take care of that one again.
Yeah.
It's like when you're mowing the lawn and you have to go over one patch like three times because there's still a couple blades sticking up.
That's a BH.
That's your butt.
Yeah. You got to,
get makes sense.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. You have another good story?
Yeah.
Oh.
I do. Chase Rice. Ever hear of him?
Oh, I heard of him today.
He caught some backlash on social media after sharing a video of people flocking to his most recent concert with seemingly no regard for social distancing amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yep.
The country singer shared a video of his show at Tennessee's Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary concert venue over the weekend.
I'm confused by that. Is it a concert at a prison?
No, I think it's just called that. It's called Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary.
It sounds like a real country setting.
And it's the concert venue's name.
It's weird.
Yeah. It marked one of the first times that he's been back on stage since the pandemic forced new guidelines on large gatherings. The video shows thousands of attendees crowded around the stage, cheering and singing along. Very few of the audience members appear to be wearing masks.
And they're also really close to each other.
Yeah, it didn't take long before people who saw the video began to criticize the "Lonely If You Are"
Lonely
singer,
If You Are!
Alleging that he doesn't care about the health and safety of his fans after the state of Tennessee joined several others in the U.S. seeing a spike in cases. Among the singer's critics was fellow country star, you ever heard of Kelsey Ballerini?
Love Kelsey Ballerini.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, she's great. She's a good singer and gorgeous. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
She sings a song called Peter Pan. It's very good.
All right. She took to Twitter to chastise Rice for
putting thousands
of people at risk.
Bitch.
She said, imagine being selfish enough to put thousands of people's health at risk, not to mention the potential ripple effect, and play normal country concert right now.
Shayla.
We all want and need to tour. We just care about our fans and their families enough to wait, she wrote on Sunday.
I love how you got the tone down.
I know. That's what I just picture her sounding like. She just sounds annoying.
Uh-huh.
Representatives for Rice did not immediately respond to requests for comment. However, the company that owns Brushy Mountain Group told Fox News that despite appearances, it was complying with local requirements.
I like how they start off, like I read this earlier, and they start off with, we did all this other, unfortunately.
It happens. Yeah, well, I mean, it's tough, because you have these contradictions of what's going on. So you got, the protests are fine, but you can't go to church, and things like
that.
Right.
Well, here's a problem, too. He posted all over Instagram. So it's almost like it was like when the Cowboys were doing practices during stay at home orders and they were putting it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's like you're flaunting it. You're almost being defiant in an unexemplary way. You're almost telling your fans screw, safety and blah, blah, blah. Come see me sing instead. And that was kind of the vibe that people were getting from it. And I don't know. If you got Garth Brooks doing a drive-in tour, but Chase Rice is like, screw that. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a bad look.
It was probably a political move, too.
Yeah. Well, he posted on his Instagram a couple of months ago that, he doesn't agree with the mask wearing or something like that. And it's one of those things, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a shame this whole thing's got.
Hold on, let me show you some Chase Rice. I mean, this is I don't know if you're into this or not. This is
let's see. Some country I like, some
okay,
I don't. It's about 50-50.
All right, here's some Chase Rice. It's called Ride. So far, so good. Maybe we'll hear something in the lyrics that will give us an idea of what kind of person he is. Don't care if you're on a respirator. Don't care if I kill your grandma later. I'ma have a concert at a penitentiary. Won't you little rednecks come sing with me? Don't care about wearing a mask at the store. Don't care if your mom thinks I'm a whore. I'm just gonna play this guitar and breathe all over my dumbass fans. So come see me in Tennessee. I hope everyone breathes on me. This whole thing is a hoax. Go buy my songs on Spotify. Oh, I'm a cool guy. I'm Chase Rice. I'll cough in your eye. I don't give an ish, you little bitch. I don't care about Garth Brooks. He's a washed up boomer. I'm Chase Rice. I'm nice. Suck it. Once, listen, twice, I'm on the stage with my guitar. Check me out, I got pretty eyes, I'm Chase Rice. Vote for Trump, everybody. God bless you. See you next week, Jacksonville. Yay!
I liked it.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.